Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Now that the rush of Christmas is over, gardeners need to remember that the next few weeks are an important time for planting certain spring flowering bulbs. This mostly applies to tulips and hyacinths that have been previously stored in your refrigerator. Now, these bulbs need to be pre-chilled, and the reason for that is that our winters aren't cold enough long enough to satisfy the need for cold that these bulbs have. The flower buds you see are already there inside of the tulip bulb and the hyacinth bulb, but unless those bulbs are exposed to enough chilling hours, the flower buds won't develop properly, and then the bulbs won't bloom out properly either. So it's very important for them to get enough cold, and we do that because our winters aren't cold enough by putting them in the vegetable bin of our refrigerator for about 6 to 8 weeks and then pulling them out in late December or early January and planting them then. Now, if you go to the nursery and you see hyacinth and tulip bulbs for sale now that have been sitting at room temperature, well, there's no use purchasing them. They've got to be pre-chilled to be planted right now. There are some bulbs that you don't have to pre-chill that can still be planted, including the beautiful paper white narcissus and amaryllises. But the other bulbs, it's a little bit late to be fooling with. Now, getting those tulips and hyacinth bulbs out of your refrigerator and getting them planted is something that you need to be focusing on over the next few weeks. Now, how do you plant them? Well, there are a couple of options and choices when it comes to these bulbs. Usually, we pot them up in pots of potting soil. So pull them out of the refrigerator, get a nice-sized pot that's going to be the size you want it to be, and put enough bulbs in the pot so that it fills the pot without the bulbs actually touching one another. So you want a nice full look, but don't want to wedge the bulbs in really tight. What I normally do is I fill the pot up about halfway with potting soil, then I arrange the bulbs on that, and then I finish adding potting soil to the container. When you're done, the tips of the bulbs should just be showing above the soil surface. Now water the container thoroughly to settle everything in, and then put the container outside. It doesn't have to go into the sun until the bulbs actually start sending up green foliage. When you do see the little green sprout showing, move the pot to a nice sunny location. Now leave the pots outside for the bulbs to develop and grow. If it's going to get down below 30 degrees, you might move them inside on those nights, but put them back out again. It's important for them to get that nice cool weather and to get that nice bright sunshine. When the flower buds begin to show color, bring them inside for display. Now, once you bring them inside to the warmth of your house, they'll last longer if you can keep them a little bit cooler. So try displaying them in a cooler room. Keep them away from heat sources like televisions or heating vents. You can even put them in a cool room at night when you're not looking at them and then bring them out to a display area later the next day. Now, hyacinths can also be forced in water, and there are two ways of doing that. They're special bulb forcing vases. They kind of shape like an hourglass. You put the bulb in the top cup, fill it with water so that the water touches the base of the bulb, and it will bloom with nothing more than the water in the vase. You just keep adding water as needed. The other way to force hyacinths in water is in a bowl full of pebbles. And what you do is just get a nice bowl, put a little thin layer of pebbles on the bottom, arrange the bulbs, and then cover the bulbs with pebbles so that just the points are sticking out, and then keep enough water in that to keep water up to the base of the bulbs, and they'll bloom beautifully for you handled that way as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.